Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome everyone to Blog Talk Radio and Facebook Time, and welcome to Sisters Have Our Say with your host, Crystal Rice, and the most beautiful woman, Ambassador Kennedy Kishabazz. How are you doing today, sis? Let me turn her mic on. One moment. We're losing her. Hi, Queen. How you doing?
I'm fine. How you doing, Queen?
All right.
Good,
we're just going to get a couple minutes on Facebook Live so we can get everybody in, because we got a lot to talk about, and this is our very first show. So I hope you guys will enjoy this show. We're going to try to do it every other week or every week. We haven't decided yet, but we're going to tackle some of these topics today of what's facing Black America and what can we do as sisters to take action on that. So with that said, one moment, and while you're waiting, go ahead and tell me where you're from, because I know we got people all over the place. So I hope everybody's had their dinner, had a good dinner, and put the kids settled, the family settled and everything. And we're going to go ahead and get started. Okay, the topic today is, hi, sis.
Yes.
Okay, the first topic we're going to talk about today, we're going to talk about the what's going on this week, Houston. And I know a lot of people are saying that Houston is actually the anniversary date of Hurricane Katrina and other four other hurricanes, so how do you feel about that? Because I know we had a lot of hoopla about Joel Osteen not being accountable for what he's doing, and he got shamed so bad he eventually opened it up. He eventually said that it wasn't open. I mean, it was closed due to flooding, but people on social network walked up and saw that it was actually open and there was no flooding in there. So how do you feel about that?
Well, he should have been open to be able, ready to open up the church at any time. A church is a place that should be refuge. It should be ready at any given moment. It's a place of a hospital. It's a 9/11 emergency. Church doors should always be open at any time. I feel that he shouldn't have waited to get so much publicity for different people to say, well, what is going on with him? Why he didn't open the door? I think he was wrong for that, but I think also the media was being kind of mean, because it's other people besides the church that was opening up their doors to help also. And we can't forget about the neighbors that open the doors for people. We can't forget about the people that travel miles away to come and help. He should have been right there. And all I could say is the church should always, doors should always be open. And I thought that was a policy because we go to church to get well. We go to get healed. That's a hospital. That's a help. That's a refuge. So I think everybody should open their eyes and realize this is something that we need to do as unity. Besides time we get a disaster, that's when we want to join in unity. I think we should join in unity regardless if we don't have a disaster. So I think it's a one-on-one thing now, and everybody is trying to love each other and help each other, which we should continue this after this disaster that we just had. It was just terrible, and my heart goes out to them, and my prayers will continue to stay with them in the time of need.
How do you feel? See, my thing is this. I can understand it was the point that he said they were closed due to flooding. Now, and then I could have got that, okay, you were closed due to that, and or that you could, it might have been open, but we couldn't get there to open it because we're stuck in the flood. Now, I could have got that. But for you to boldly say that it was closed off, and I saw the interview that he recently did saying that they've been helping the city of Houston for over 60 years and all of this lovely stuff. Thing is, we need to start holding these churches mosque, or any other religious institution that requires a tithe, accountability. They need to be held accountable for what they do. And I just want to ask if anybody is on there, if you can hear, I want to make sure you hear Ambassador Kennedy as she speaks. Type yes if you can hear her, because I want to make sure everything is sound, because, again, this is our first show, so we're trying to do Facebook Live and Blog Talk Radio at the same time. So it's something new. So I just want to make sure everybody can definitely hear, because we're going to be tackling some things regarding Houston and accountability and some other local information and issues that we're going through right now within this hour. But I have a problem with churches that have asked for tithes, but in the moment of disaster and something like that, it was worse than Hurricane Katrina. Then why do we still attend them? Why do we still keep going there every Sunday? Because we were brought up that way? We got to be accountable for things. We have to make sure that, you know, if whatever religious faith that you walk, make sure if something happens to you or your family, are they going to help? You know, everybody don't want a handout, true enough, but sometimes you need help, especially something that was tragic like that. So how do you feel, Ambassador?
Yeah, I agree with you. You know, that's the first thing, like I said, should always have the doors open. It should be no excuse if anything would happen to the members as much as they pay tithes. They should be ready to open and to receive them. You know, I thought that was tithes and donations was for, and especially church members. If it's not church members, I think the door should be open. I think we have lost our way as humanity, lost our way as having compassion toward mankind, more of having a comparison and trying to compete and lost our way of treating each other the way we should, you know. So I don't think it's no excuse. We have a lot of church giveaways, a lot of different things to help people with utilities. And now the church is the last person you can get a lot of help from. Now, I'm not going to bash all of the churches, because we have some lovely churches to help out in any way possible that they can. And then we have a lot of them that can't, that won't help out, you know. So I think we need to reach for these celebrities that everybody prays and everybody watch all the time and contribute to. We are their paychecks. If it wasn't for us, then they wouldn't be as far as they can be. We follow them on everything they do. We think we stay with them. We know their address. We know where they live. We know how much they make. But when it's time to come down to really taking care of home, we don't take care of home, you know. And I think that's a big problem.
Yeah, and we pay for, and they get mad. We're from Detroit originally, guys. So in Detroit, I don't know if y'all are familiar with the no fly zone that Trick has. And that's basic. It's good common sense. If we are paying to see you and patronize you and spend all our money on your albums, you can't give back to the city and go to some of the businesses or you just get on the plane and keep going and take the money with you, you know. So he made that no fly sign. A lot of black folks was mad about it, but it made sense. And it's something that we needed to have on a daily basis, demand from our celebrities that if we're going to do this, I mean, we're giving you, we basically put money in your pocket. We're paying for your albums, your concerts. You can't spend 10 minutes in the city giving back or patronizing. I'm not telling you to go throw the money up in there and toss it up, but I'm saying spend some dollars, some black dollars, and put it back into what these people gave to you. And that's the same thing with that, you know, with the celebrities. Why we got to look for celebrities to do something? It should be a no-brainer. You know you got it, but we always look for us, which we got to help our own. Point blank, let me get that straight. We got. But if we have these celebrities, especially our black celebrities, that make all this money showboating, Lamborghinis, Mercedes, but you can't donate some money to these people in need, and that is us as people. I don't care if you're a Christian, a Muslim, conscious, or anything. You're supposed to help humanity, period. It doesn't matter. This, because right now, all of that stuff is out the window. Now the white folks is intermixing with the black folks to help through this tragedy because they ain't got no choice but to deal with us. Now, it may go back to normal in about a year or so, but right now it's a travesty, and we need to hold these celebrities accountable for that, because if you're paying these people, and I'm sure it's a lot of people in Texas, a lot of people in Texas that spend a lot of money on these celebrities, Beyonce and all that, and I give a shout out to her. She is doing something. She sent her whole team out there. And I really want to know, why is it they down some of the people, like our ex-president, for going over there? They want to bring up the past. This man didn't have, he wasn't duty-bound by becoming an ex-president to go to Houston. He chose to go there, regardless if this man did whatever. He didn't do nothing in office. I give you that. I didn't give you that, but I'm going to give him an A for being a family man and loving his wife and showing that he's not a baby daddy, and that image that they have of a black man, that he's a criminal and he cusses and all of that stuff. And, you know, there's many black men out here that love their wives, they love their children, and they're family men. So that's the only thing I can say I can give shouts out. Now, did he do anything for the black vote? But he had, over 400 years of white supremacy? So I don't know how he would have did it anyway. And don't think they elected him. They didn't elect him. They appointed him. And if he was a threat, you think he would have been an office?
I don't agree with you on that. I can't say that Obama haven't, for the other president Obama didn't help us. He helped all. And so we got to give him some credit on what credit is due. But also you got to look at 8 years. This thing in that white Pennsylvania Avenue was messed up way before Obama got in there. So how did we expect him to just wiggle his nose and get everything back within 8 years that was tore up from all the way down to the Reagan, all the way to me, all the way down to the Reagan administration? So we can't throw stones. And we also can't throw stones at the celebrities either, because they don't have to do for us. They don't. They're entertainers. That's what they do. We love to be entertained, so we can't say they have to give us anything. But what I'm saying is, I think people need to take care of home first before they can go out. And it's some celebrities, we got billionaires out there, that their great-great-great-great-grandkids won't even be able to. They have so much money, they won't even be able to spend it all. So they should be held accountable in helping in these situations. They're billionaires. They're not going to lose anything. Matter of fact, they're going to probably get a big, you know, they're putting their hats up to them. But what about the small people, the have-nots that they might call them, from the pork and bean area that they might call them, that come from the projects, JoJo or Pam Pam or something, they come and get in a car and go and drive and, you know, off a check and go and help. They don't get the hats off. You see what I'm saying? But they're going to get all the press they can get. But the small fries, they give up a lot too. So I feel they need to get just as much credit. They might not have been able to give that a lot of money, but I feel they should get just as much credit as the celebrities that you call a celebrity, because they're the celebrities, because they got in their car and maybe drove from Detroit or New York or different places and got together to go down there to volunteer. So everybody right now is about unity, and maybe this will bring people better together with unity and stand up as a whole and stand up and be accountable for something.
I just want to do a quick station identification, and then I want to read a couple of comments based on our conversation. Now, you are tuning to Sisters Have Our Say. We are on Facebook as well as Blog Talk Radio. The call-in number is 646-721-9573. You want to push 1 if you want to comment, and I'm going to repeat it because I said it a little fast. 21-9573, and you want to press 1. And I'm just going to briefly read a couple of comments. And Johnny says the food, water, and supplies and meds will get there to the people. But that's another thing that we need to do as a people, is basically stock up, because we always talking about we want to go to war, or you know, something like this happens, we don't have, even though is it they, I think they make, don't they have one of those flood sheds that are flood proof? I'm thinking about the country days where they had them sheds that, you know, sometimes if they have floods, snow or some disaster, they can put the food supply in there. Do they still have that?
That I don't know, but I know one thing, they have places that they can go to underground that's already fully supplied for the rich that they can run and hide if they have to, and it would take care of them for years at a time if they had to go underground. They have those, but they have different food supplies, but a lot of that stuff, just everything just got damaged, you know, except for the canned goods. That's why I always say, stack up on your water, stack up on your canned goods, stack up on things that you may need. Get you a supply survival kit, because anything can happen, you know, and you should be able to know how to survive in a storm. You know, you can open up a canned good if you need to eat. If you lose electricity, you won't have to worry about it. You will eat crackers and blankets and different things that just get a survival kit. Always teach your child. You know, we were taught how to survive regardless. And I think everybody needs that. But if everybody is helping out and everybody is standing up like they're supposed to, and they're doing it in unity and they're doing it in love and not doing it for the recognition, then I think everything will come out pretty good. I seen somebody, I think his name is Jesse, he said, stop raising grown men. So he wanted to talk about that, but I don't know if you wanted to talk. I just want to say hi to Johnny Robinson and Marquise Kennedy. Shout out to Trouble. I see Trouble's on online, but
and I
don't know.
I've seen Johnny say that to donate to the NOI in Houston. Are they housing anybody, Johnny, that you know of? Are they helping the people? I know they're donating, but are they helping, like, you know, like if they need shelter, you know, emergency assistance, are they going to be there for that? I'm just waiting on him to answer. I'm going to read a couple of comments while he answers. And that's how we make the money, by sending a team down there. James,
okay, well,
he's
kind of answering that. Yeah,
I'm trying to understand that one. And then James says, once you're president, you're always president. Just like you're retired, but you still get paid. Okay, I got you. Yeah, they do got a retirement package for the rest of their life. You're absolutely right about that, James. But I commend him. You know, I know he put some things in place. Like, I went to college, so I know the Pell Grant got increased because of him. And small businesses, and people don't know that the small businesses, he helped put money into the small businesses and gave them breaks for that. Now I do commend him for that. So I'm going to reiterate what I said, because that I do know for a fact, because, you know, me as a business owner, I did know that he had found more assistance, but people don't tap into it because they don't watch the news. Sometimes you got to watch the news to get information. And that's one of the information that people don't know of. Now it may be taken because your boy in office, but I don't have nothing to do with that, you know. So again, yeah, we're gonna talk about some other things. But again, if you have any questions regarding Houston or want to say anything, if you are in Houston, we love to hear from you and get a witness testimony on everything that's going on. The call in number is 646-721-9573. You want to press 1 to talk, and we'll be happy to talk to you. Anything else you want to talk about? Family regarding Houston before we go on to our next topic. Ambassador?
Well, I just want to say to shout out to Samantha Kennedy, which is one of my family members that's down there, and she has been inboxing, letting everybody know that she's all right, and she's been posting different things for people that still may be trapped and need some help. So I want to shout out to her and let her know that everybody's looking out and everybody's networking and doing things. And also Johnny Robinson says, like the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, they were taught, you know, this, everything was prepared and taught for them to do so. You're absolutely right on that, Johnny Robinson, that they're going to take care of their outreach program. That's what they were training. I think the churches should train their members also to know how to commute and network when we get into disasters like that. Also, besides, like I said, besides donations, they do. Because we have people that stay right next door to us that might not have water or gas or blankets or food, and we don't even look at them. You know, we just like, that's them. That ain't got nothing to do with me. You know, so, and I know that for a fact because I have called 8 churches before to help a lady that was gone that didn't have anything. And they told me specifically that first she had to help herself. What if she had to help herself, then she wouldn't need help from you guys. But I couldn't get any response. So, you know, that's another story. But, yes, I think everybody needs to do better than what they're doing.
All I got was a prayer. We don't have anything. You're a mega church now, but you don't have anything, but you can give me a prayer. At least I can say some church gave me food and they prayed for me, with me, you know, even, you know, because I didn't have any, and I never told. I mean, I have a mother that as long as she living, I'm going to always eat, but, you know, pride to kill you, and you don't want to tell nobody. So they was just like, you know, come on up here, and they gave me a gift card. They couldn't give me no money, but this other church, they couldn't give me no money, but they gave me a Meijer gift card, a $50 Meijer gift card, and some food and some laundry detergent and some toilet paper. So shout out, and that was Keith Butler's church, actually.
Well, Greater Grace has over 500 ministries, and they help out. They give back. And also the church you attend, they have different give outs and to help the community also, right?
Greater Emmanuel, yes. And they're actually assisting in the efforts for Houston. That was no brainer. I knew Bishop Shear was going to do it if he was down there. And actually, part of his Kojic is down in Houston, or is it Dallas? I'm not sure. But, yeah, they just had a union, and I posted that. So I really don't, and it's not about who you pray to. It's people suffering, family. I don't partake in arguing about, oh, well, somebody always got something to say. But then when you see somebody that's doing something, church or not, look past that. They're trying to give you assistance, and that's what it's about. We're supposed to show love, regardless if you are conscious, Muslim or anything. You're supposed to show love and show humanity. That's what you're supposed to. Even though a lot of them don't show humanity to us, get that right. But some of our people, we too divided. And that goes to our next subject. And we're going to take a 2-minute break. And Facebook Live, hang on. We're going to be on for 2 minutes. And don't laugh at me. I got to put my blazer on, my little jacket on to go with my outfit. I feel weird. I want to run and do it in the middle of a But I didn't realize. I'm like, uh-oh. But we're going to take a 2-minute break. So hang on. Post some comments. I'll read the comments as soon as the commercial was up, okay? Hold on one moment.
Peace and love, family. I am Shakti Sterner, editor-in-chief of Get This Wisdom magazine. We are the first publication dedicated to the empowerment of Africans nationally and globally. The love and support we have gotten thus far has been crazy, and we are so honored for everything that the people have shared with us, all the feedback. If you would like to get your dose of Get This Wisdom magazine, check us out at www.getthiswisdommagazine.com. Again, that's www.getthiswisdommagazine.com. Peace and Black Power.
Indulge in luxuries with Indulgence on Demand. We are the number one source for pure oil, incense, body fragrance, organic lotions, and creams. Visit us at www.indulgenceondemand.com. Twin Cities delivery is available in your area, and we also ship out throughout the United States. Please give us a call at 651-231-2705. Pickup is no problem. You can catch us at 1007 West Broadway Avenue inside the Neon in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Check out our customer favorite Jamaican Breeze Spray Lotion, perfect for moisturizing on the go. Our superb selection of fragrance and ingredients will not disappoint. Shop today with Indulgence on Demand, luxury when you need it.
And we're back, Ambassador. And you are tuning in to Sisters Have a Say. And I am your host, Crystal Rice, and my co-host, Ambassador Kennedy Shabazz. Okay, so now we are going to talk about accountability as an individual. What are our people doing? Are we going to continue to blame, have the blame game on why we're in the state we are, why we have white supremacy? Why? This is what everybody says, and they always complain that it's always somebody, and that's part of it. But what are you doing as an individual? We complain about slavery, which we have a valid point because that was the root of white supremacy, and I totally agree with that. But right now we are in our positions that we can do something for self. You know, we don't have to necessarily – everybody's not an entrepreneur. Let's get that straight. They're not. But you can invest in a business. You can support a black-owned business. We can build – we can rebuild Black Wall Street, but we got too much division going on amongst ourselves and the stuff that we have right now going on, like with Houston. Everybody wants to be a dominator. And I wanted to do a quick shout-out to Ken Allen. He's out there. He was out there. Him and his troops are out there, and they're helping with the efforts of Houston. But we just don't – we don't want to come together as a people and build. We can have – you see, I live in – right outside Detroit, and I live in a Jewish and black community, you know. And I see how they get together, and they may have problems. I'm not saying they don't have problems. But when they have an issue or somebody come against them, they come together. Like with the Jay-Z thing that they had a problem with, which was petty, they came together. We can't. We can't. And we're not trying to empower ourselves. We can invest in stock. We can invest in a business. We can do so many things as a black-owned business owner or support one. Why don't we do that, Ambassador?
Well, once again, I say it's a lot. We lack knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
We too busy being jealous, comparing one another, trying to be in competition, keeping up with the Joneses, and now looking out. First, we have to love ourselves because mm-hmm. in order to love one another, another person, you got to love yourself first. I think it starts with home. It starts with how you was raised and how you want to do different things to stand up for yourself and then help. I don't understand the division. I don't understand why they want invest. We have so many black businesses out here, but we want to take our money to, per se, Fairlane and give it all to them. I think we need to learn how to hold back on different places and designer clothes and different stuff and invest in our own. And then if we hold back, then they say, well, you know what, we're lacking some money. Something is going on because we're learning to stand on our own two feet. You know, I think they need to teach the kids how to raise their own fruit and vegetables. And it's mm-hmm. just a lot of different things we're lacking due to knowledge. You know, and they took a lot of different things. They're closing half of the schools. So how can people learn? So it's up to the parent or the whoever, the guardian, whoever it is that's teaching the child, how to teach them different things. It's all about survival skills and how to act toward each other, you know.
Mm-hmm. And we should, as parents, should be, regardless if you go to regular school or not, you should be, you know, they don't teach our history. You know, I've had one teacher that my daughter texted me back, and I really couldn't believe he even brought it up because I hadn't heard his name in years, was Musa Massa, and I don't know if I'm even saying it correctly, but I always get it wrong. But he was one of the richest kings. He can make a city, a poor city, rich. That's how much money he had. He just threw it, throwing money in the street. And my daughter texted me about it because she didn't know about it, and she studied. And she's very knowledgeable. My daughter knows how to read Egyptian symbols and stuff like that. So she's really intellectual, and she's really into black awareness and studying her history. But we don't. But for the most part, for the normal people, for the DPS schools, if you can get a couple of DPS, I'm not going to say all, because the ones that were doing it, they closed. They closed a lot of schools in Detroit. But Some of them did teach our history, but a lot of them didn't. Like Coleman A. Young Elementary School, it was nothing but Black history all year round, not just Black History Month. And if we learn more about our history, we would love ourselves better. We would want better for ourselves. It would make you stick your chest out and be proud. Do you know how proud I am to know that my great grandfather, this is 2 generations. I'm the 3rd generation. 2 generations. My great grandfather was a slave and he ran away. I go against things because I'm not bad at it. But he was a slave and he ran away to an Indian tribe. And then he had my grandfather, then hence my mother, and then me. So to know that we only go back that far, you should be proud of the accomplishments. We need to learn more to make ourselves proud. We're more than athletes. We're more than slaves. Why can't y'all believe that we can have our own businesses when we had it before? Because civil rights, it was a good and a bad thing, but y'all forgot that y'all had Black-owned businesses. Y'all wanted the white water. And for some reason, we thought the white water was good. I don't know why, you know. What's your thoughts, Queen?
Well, we did have a lot of Black businesses. I can speak for Detroit. We did. But then a lot of businesses we sold. And mm-hmm. then we sold our businesses. So then we get mad that somebody bought our businesses and we were there first and we had different things and we didn't apply ourselves to different things because we didn't think we were able to because we didn't push forward, you know. We didn't investigate what we can have. We just stayed blind, you know. So that's one of the reasons why a lot of people don't know that they can get their own business. They can be their own CEO or founder or start something. They just don't want to apply themselves. Or either a lot of people are depressed. A lot of people have gave up. You know, they put the drugs in the area and they put different things to pacify us. So once they put that down there, that was a domino effect. You know, so a lot of people is fallen, has failed, and they haven't got up yet. You know, as a lot of people still sleep. So I think that caused a lot of purpose and a lot of domino effects on different people also. And then if we have businesses and people know about it, then you want me to invest in your business, then you invest in mine. Then you help me in mine, you know. Instead of throwing a brick and knocking my windows down, you ain't going there, but you want me to come over there and eat some of yours. So you have to know what plate you need to eat off of, you know, because everybody that feeds you is not good and it's not nourishing. It could be detrimental. It could be messed up for your body by taking on different foods on different people's plates. So you need to watch how you're taught and you need to know your history. Then you need to know some knowledge and do some homework for yourself.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, most of the stuff that the inventions that we created, a lot of them did, you know. And it's so many inventions, some that they took credit for, we actually did. They just found out, what is that, Jack Daniels. Jack Daniels was actually invented by a Black man, but he was a slave. And the family worked for him. All generations worked for them, but now they want to give them, I guess they want to call their form a reparation because it done came out, and now they want to give the family free college for the family for the rest of their life. But how old is Jack Daniels? 1860-something, as long as slavery been around, so, I mean, been gone, you know, in some cases, but.
Well, I'm going to read this. Johnny Robinson said they have a www.economicblueprint.org, only 35 cents weekly. This is an easy exercise. And he also said we have Eden Fresh Products, True Laundry Detergent, looking for investment to be your own boss. We have a Freedom Paper Company in Baltimore as well. So it's a lot, but you got to do your homework. If you don't do your homework, how would you know what's out there for you? You know, nobody's going to knock on the door and just say, look, this is for you, this is for you. You got to do some investigation. You got to do your homework and find out what's out there. You got to become available to find out what's out there, and you got to be mentally ready to take on what you need to take on also.
Mm-hmm. And then Johnny says the Detroit Mecca Project. I've never heard of that, real estate lending. But we do have to have resources. And as well as another sister, we're going to be providing expos that provide information where some people can be distributors. And you can do affiliate links. Those are the Dr. Boyce Watkins offers that. Some way, it's different ways you can make money. And then there's stuff that you can go to, like SBA has seminars, and you can go talk to somebody about putting a business together from A to Z, and that's free. And that's, you know, and the SBA is everywhere. You just have to go to the one that's locally. If you're in Detroit, it's downtown at the federal building, and they you just have to make an appointment and dig. But go to SBA.gov and look at all the stuff they have. It's free. Free stuff. So they want you to start a business. It's that if you're, you got to be, if you, I mean, people are scared because they like the security of a job, but me as a human resource manager of 20 years, it's not guaranteed. They can fire you because your eyes is a different color, depending on what state you are, because most states are at will. So they can fire you for anything. And pensions no longer exist. Your Social Security may not be there. I'm in my 40s. It may not be there when I'm 70. And do you honestly want to sit there and wait on a check that may be, what, $1,500, $2,000? It's that $900. Who gonna live off of that? You know, I'm not saying live hood rich and all that, but living comfortably. We got to find alternatives to have money. We need to have different streams of income coming in our household. And then we have to pass this on to our kids. Some of us live for today. We don't think about tomorrow or the next generation or anything like that. We have to start doing that. And we have to, with the queen was saying about, you know, if I have a business, you have a business, let's trade. That's what they used to do back in the day. My grandparents had a farm. So if this person had cabbage and you got apples and I might want some apples, we're going to trade and we're going to live, you know, we're going to live comfortably and eat. We don't think like that. We think you're going to have the one up on us. And everything. And James Dunblock says set income. And the Beauty Shop Institute. There's a lot of new black owned beauty shops popping up, and it's a school for it. And he has to connect to China. And when you provide information to our people, why is it, Queen, that, and I talked to Johnny about this one, especially this one, why is it that when you give the people the information, they want to downgrade the information? Well, I just want to go straight to the connect. You're going to go to China. You got 10 G's to go to China. And then you say you want to, you know, you don't want, this is a black man who has an institute and payment plans, and it doesn't really cost that much. It's really affordable. And you got connections to get the type of, you know, what sells, what don't sell, and everything. And you want to go fly to China, but then you say, I don't want to, they don't trust other black people. That's their problem. They have a trust issue with black people. But if Franny called, Miss Franny or Uncle Cracker called, you ready to sign your check away. But when it's a black man saying, I have a legitimate business, we got to say, what's their angle? What's their angle? What they doing? Why is that, Queen?
I think you did very good answering the questions. It's still concerning unity. It's still concerning blindness. It's still concerning not knowing themselves. It's still concerning not knowing that they're able to do it. They need to know that you can do anything out there. You know, we were taught if we sweep the streets with a toothpick, do it good. Whatever you do, if you're flipping burgers, be the best burger flipper. You know, if you clean up, be the best. And so you have to know your craft, and you have to know that you're worthy to be out here, and you're able to do whatever you want to do, but you got to put, as long as you can put one foot in front of the other, and you get the knowledge that you need to start up a business and get creative, oh boy, you could do so much. You could do so much. You could make your own clothes. Come on, now you're paying $8,000 and $30,000 for a girl's prom. Are you serious?
That's crazy.
And then the next week you got to eat sardines for the next month, or if you can eat peanut butter and jelly, you might have to eat the peanut butter out with a spoon because you ain't even got enough of jelly or bread. because you want to show off about a prom.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then these girls, once you start them on that level, once they really get out there and you're not able to accomplish them, and you know, because you done went months without paying your rent and your gas and your lights and all of that just to please them for one day, and when you're not able to accommodate them when the next thing they want, then they go out there and find somebody that will, and then they're in trouble. You know, then they're in trouble. So I think you need to let them know that they have to work for it and they can do it, and help push them along the way. Give them some knowledge. Let them turn their television off sometime. Let them check their iPads. Check their phones. And be up on your children. Stop letting anybody come in your house and everybody going to spend a night somewhere. We weren't allowed to spend a night at old people's houses. Wasn't no pen a night. We call it a pen a night. Wasn't no pen a night. You ain't going on that person's house, and that's it. Because I don't know nothing about them. You know, ain't nobody spending a night over mine. They used to do a lot of different bad things, you know, we used to have when they had Halloween, trick-or-treating. And they used to put all kind of things in the candies and the apples. And I remember us not even passing out candies to apples. Matter of fact, we didn't even celebrate that because that was not a holiday of darkness, you know. But certain things we just couldn't do. Because you just can't trust everybody on different things. You see what I'm saying? And,
right.
And so I think it all starts, once again, it starts at home. You know, it starts at home, just like two children. One is black and one is Chinese. And they grow up, they're in the house together, and they don't know that they're going to be prejudiced. It had to been taught. You know, they don't know nothing. All they know is they friends, and that's it. So we do a lot of pointing fingers. This is why we can't make it, because of this person. Blame me. Sometimes you got to blame yourself. You got to look in the mirror and say, you know what? I messed up. I got in a fight that I didn't even supposed to be in the first place. I did. Me. It's me. You know, and that takes a lot away from people getting where they want to go. And then when they get older, they say, if I could have, shoulda, woulda. Yeah, you had it. It was there. It was offered to you. But then when Joe get it, then you mad at Joe.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I know.
You know, and it was offered
that,
to you
like,
at the same
idea.
Time.
Mm-hmm. And I think that God gives you, put it in your head, and you need to run with it. But if you don't, he may pass it to the next person. And we don't use your talent. If he gave it to you, he gonna open avenues for you to get that. Somebody commented. Let me start back from Johnny.
I see. Prophetess,
said,
hey, Prophetess.
Group Economics is a short tour group. Wait a minute. Short detour to personal wealth. Serious inquiries only. You're absolutely right. And Tamika says, hi, Tamika.
That's my prophetess, my assistant.
Hi. So much have been taken from us as a people, and we have only been stripped to the point that we believe we must scratch and sniff from each other to make it. Yes, it's a dog-eat-dog world. The mindset issue until we understand. Yeah, there it goes. To continue that, we know we won't grow as a people until we really unite as a people. That means supporting each other. Do y'all guys think we'll ever see unity in our lifetime?
Do you think we're not gonna ever see it? That's what you're saying?
Yeah, I mean, I
well,
don't know.
I think
know
right now,
I think we had more in the 60s.
I think right now we had a problem with, we just had that bad violence down in that city, and everybody was, you know, the prejudice thing that just happened, and look what happened the next following week. We had this disaster, and now if unity hasn't started, unity is back starting, but you still have to be careful about everything has a plot. You know what I mean? You just have to still be careful, but I think unity has already started, because when I seen a guy helping another guy out of the house, rescuing him. He was hugging him, and he probably never hugged one of us in his life. He probably didn't even speak to him. But now unity is coming. It's just like, okay, you tore one thing up, and you thought you was going to tear this down, but I'm going to tear something down for all of y'all to see that I can wipe everything away.
Mm-hmm.
And they just lost everything. You know what I mean? And so now, until you learn how to praise me instead of praising everybody else, then I'm going to just tear up some stuff. I mean, you got to look at it. Tear up some stuff until y'all learn to get it together. So I'm just going to just tear up some, and then y'all can look and have a conscience to know that I am God. And I'm on God all by myself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's how I feel the situation happened on unity. Yes, I think we one day will be in unity. And if we don't, we need to unify together at least.
Mm-hmm. Tamika says in smaller groups, perhaps.
Yeah.
Yourself around like-minded individuals. I agree with that because you have to be careful because then you might have one person that is a downer. You know, they don't see no goodness in nothing. I mean, and I know we all got a friend that does that. They just down on everything. They just an incident. And, you know, you just have to stay away from people like that.
Yeah, but see, I told you, like I was telling you before, anytime we can get somebody to go in a trap house and mix up some stuff, mixologists, and make some stuff to get people high that they jumping off the roof and doing all kind of stuff, you need to take that talent, mixologist, from the trap house and go down to the lab and find us some cures for this cancer, diabetes, high blood pressure. Use your talent that way legitimately. If you're that good at mixing up chemicals, that you like to be a chemical mixologist to get people dependent on different stuff. And then if you do that, that'll take away a lot of stuff because then they won't need too many doctors. They won't need too many people, pharmacists. They will get knocked down if the cures is out there because you know we got cures out there. But then who's going to go to the doctor? So we still kind of like under a thumb in a way. So they don't want to knock everything away and find different things. But I'm just saying, whatever you want to do, if you hustle out there, it's to the point that they're forcing people to go out there and do things that they really don't want to do, but they want to survive. You know, that's why they need to open up recreation centers and open up different things for these young men to teach them how to be a man because a lot of them don't have fathers and brothers and uncles that can teach them. I think they need big brothers, the right big brothers, not the brothers that's going to go out there and try to rape them. But I'm talking about legitimate big brothers and big fathers to teach them how to tie a tie, to teach them how to be, to stand up and be a man. And that goes for the women. You know, teach them how to sew and being out there being a stripper, and teach them how to cook besides putting something in the microwave for 9 minutes. You know, teach them how to act accordingly because you don't have to dress like you getting ready to go off of Woodward to get anybody. You know, you should have class about yourself and grace about yourself. That needs to be taught also. You remember we was talking about that, about how you carry yourself takes you a long way, you know, but then they feel that they're more available if they're out there going to a party, showing everything, and then they can't even cross their legs, but then they're turning it up at the church. Now, the church has become a turnout place. It's a turn-up place. You can wear what you want to wear, and you can do what you want to do. They can't even have a choir going because the choir going with each other, the preacher going with the person. The people in the pulpit, the people that's outside that's sitting down as discerning, the people in the pulpit. You know, so somebody better get it together because the curtains is opening. You know, you're getting exposed. And then they have a funeral fund. I never heard of nothing like that. You go to church for 20 or 30 years and you've been faithful and giving your tithes and always cooking pies for them, for Massa or whatever you want to call them. And then somebody passed. If you didn't put in for this funeral fund, you can't have your funeral there.
Yeah, that's
you know, and then you can go to certain churches and they can teach you how to make different tithes and how to come up with different offerings. You know, so it's a lot of street, it's a lot of hustling inside of the turn up place. You know, the biggest hoochies, they say, go to the church. Now, you go into church, come and smell like you've been out smoking loud all night in Remy. Oh, really?
They might have just,
you know,
left
so it's no respect in there either.
Let me
it starts at home.
Let me read some of these. Hard heads learn the hard way through hardship. And Tamika says above that, on a private duty duty case, laugh out loud. And then Johnny says, this will make us submit only, then sadly. So, yeah, the church has turned into a money pit. And they have turned into a club. And some of them just be leaving the club, going straight to church. But I got an interesting story relating to the church, though. It was this,
okay.
And this lady was 96 years old. I thought she was going to make it to 100. She's one of the first people when I had attended Greater Emmanuel 5 years ago. And at the time, I lost my job. And that Quicken Loan stuff, y'all, is another story. But anyway. So anyway, she had, my baby wanted some candy. She's probably about 8 or 9. I had no money to buy no candy for. She gave it to my daughter. Cut long story short, this lady been selling candy forever. She gave it to me for free. Anytime I had money in my hand, I didn't even care if I didn't want no candy. I'd be like, just give it to somebody. No, here, let me donate. But anyway, she is a story of an entrepreneur. You know that candy money that she was making?
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't no you will never know how great a person is until, you know, it was so many. It was senators at her funeral, and then her son was the piano player at Second Ebenezer. So they used to fight over her. She used to always have this candy. She made hundreds, thousands of dollars. And then they had the church developed the senior what is that called, the recognition day, and they have the mothers and the people put dollars in their baskets. And yes, they donate a little bit to it, but it goes to them. So it's showing, helping the mothers that are in need out. But she was a little entrepreneur in her own right because she was selling candy, and then she was selling the Amway stuff, and she was making money living comfortably. Nobody knew that. And Bishop was like, she gave me money to go out to dinner and told me to take my wife out for his birthday. Gave him a couple of $100, like $800. So we can't say, we all got to hustle. We got to look at our talent and figure that out. I'm sorry, I ain't mean to change subject. I just had to throw that entrepreneur story because I'm thinking about if they're not promoting entrepreneurship in the church and it's just all showboating, looking good, who's the greatest, then that's not for you if you go to church. Now, if you're conscious, wherever you see foot, if you're not doing something to make you grow, then what you doing it for? If it's not making you right upstairs, what you doing it for? That's anything you do in life. But you have these skills, and many of us got more than one skill.
Yes.
We do. We have more than one skill. And I just want to remind you guys, if you want to tune in, you can, call in. The telephone number is 646-721-9573. If you want me to pull you up on Facebook Live, just say yes. And I can get you on there from there. So, and you want to press 1 if you're going to call in. But we have to do better as the people, and we have to find solutions. And so, again, we have to talk about the issues, and we're going to have many topics going on every week. So I know I saw topics earlier that we will work on. You know, if you have any suggestions, you can ask, because we have some experienced sisters here, Ambassador and myself. You know, we have been through some things, and we see things differently. We don't always agree on everything, but we see it differently, and we have to come together as a people. We can't let a disagreement separate us as a people. We can't. We have to stop doing that.
Yes, because you remember, I remember the penny candy, and some people maybe in my era, mm-hmm. we had penny candy and the penny cookies, and the man, we used to put those in sandwich bags. mm-hmm. and sell them in school. We used to know how to get our change on, extra change. I remember working at Hudson's in Northland before they even built a roof. You know, I was in there working every Christmas holiday. I was in there because I was crazy about perfume. So I wanted to work in Hudson. I got myself in Hudson. As a matter of fact, I skipped school to go fill out the application because I was determined I was going to work at Hudson's. Mm-hmm. Whatever I was determined to do, I was going to do it. But, see, I had a parent that was bagging me up, too. You know,
yeah.
when he found out my talent, my father was out there with me. You know, he was gone. Go do it. Go do it. You know, he was cheering me on, and that's what you have to do. You have to cheer your children on. I found out one of my sons liked the writing, liked the, thought he was MVTV. So I bought him a microphone, and I bought him things that he, and he's at the radio station. So whatever you see your child doing good, you invest in. And you cheer for them, and you help them along the way. Let them know that they can bake those cookies. Those, if some people can out-bake Mrs. Field cookies all day long.
Mm-hmm. We got to encourage
But they won't
them.
Use their talent. They're scared to come out and stand up, you know. Mm-hmm. And so that's the biggest problem. They're scared to, that, you know, they're scared to fail. They don't say, well, you know, I tried and it didn't work out, so I ain't never doing this no more. But try again. You might have a cake that came out bold, lumpy, or whatever, but that don't mean you stop baking those cakes.
Right.
You know, I had a father that demanded. I see Marquise Kennedy High, because I had a father that demanded us to stand on his own 2 feet, that marched with Martin Luther King, that that worked 45 years with the UW up there in Detroit, you know, the first black salesman. He was doing it because he wasn't taking no for an answer, you know.
Right.
And just because you knock on one door and they don't open it, it's two or three other doors that's going to open for you. But are you willing to go into that door? Are you mentally ready to go into that door? Is that the right door? You got to know what door to knock on also.
Mm-hmm. And I had my daughter's grandfather. He was doing import-export, and he really didn't have the funding for it. And he kept knocking and knocking, and then somebody bit, and he wasn't ready. He didn't have the backups, the ammunition, the supplies, and it was really sad because it was for one of the reputable electric companies in Detroit, and you know which one. And they was like, okay, get these bulbs. You know, I need a couple of thousand. You couldn't meet that demand, then you shouldn't have even knocked on that door. You shouldn't have knocked on that door. Yes, we're gonna fail. We cannot be afraid to fail. I had a home care business and I had a staffing company. And my home care business lasted 6 years. Very good. But the cost of living went up. The state didn't want to pay more at the time. They eventually did, but they didn't. And I closed it down because I couldn't afford to. You know, I was always paying above, way above the minimum wage. But now I'm only going to get $1 an hour profit. It wasn't going to work. So that was gone. The staffing company, you got to know who you mixing with. He was stealing. I had to take him to court to get an injunction so he wouldn't say my company name. And by the time I got out of court and him returning my records for my clients, because I stabbed people that were felons and people that were handicapped, it was gone. You know, so I'm just now building now. And seeing obstacles going to keep happening. But you want to keep reaching out, family. You want to keep doing what you need to do. I mean, I'm in a situation where my parents both are sick, and I have to take care of them. You have to just keep pushing and make it do what it do. Don't ever get up. Sister, we're gonna end, but I want to get your closing remarks, and then I want to do some shout-outs for some Black-owned businesses. And if you have some Black-owned businesses you want to shout-out, put them in the post. We'd love to have them because we want everybody to see them, support Black-owned businesses. But, sis, what is your closing remark?
Oh, well, my closing remarks is I will be in Cleveland in September the 9th, and I want everybody to follow me there. We're going to have a good time up there with the Z107.9. And also, I have a book coming out. It's called Fire Under the Feet, and it's about a girl that's going through she reaches and just give up and just follow her destiny. And So I'm excited about that. I want to let everybody know that they're able to do whatever they have to do, stand up, be strong. I'm sending love and kisses and praises and praying for Texas. And I also just want to shout out to Prophetess and shout out to Trouble and to Royal Productions, which is Canaan B. Land Productions, and shout out to Voices, Sister the Voices. And shout out to you also for taking the time and having me on. Yay!
Yay.
We're on this new program, and I love it. And I want to shout out to everybody that took time to participate in our comments. I want you to share our program and give us some feedback. And call back next week. Call, give us a call in, especially you, John Robinson. You are a golden member, and you have some good ideals, and I thank you for that.
Okay, and where can they find you, you know, if they want to network with you, because you have an organization, and what's the name of that organization?
Okay, it's called Precious Gifts. Child Left Without Deodorant or Soap in School. It will be in, that's why we're going to Cleveland. We're pushing it out in Cleveland. We're trying to push it in Detroit, but we got it in Cleveland. No Child Without Deodorant and Soap. That's going to be at the school, no questions asked. I don't want to hear nobody say, girl, did you see Sue's daughter coming there to get some soap and deodorant? It's no questions asked. And we're stacking up on there. We're taking donations for the Precious Gift Foundations, and I think that would help a lot of students go to school and be comfortable and don't worry about if they don't have any soap or deodorant. I think that's very important to help our future.
Yes, I love it. I love it.
And
okay,
one more thing I want to say also, I want to shout out to your daughter that's going to, what is the Black Image Awards? I want to shout out, and I think it's good for the seniors and the people that's in high school that's carrying a good grade point average to want to go, and I think they should donate to that organization, and you can talk about that also. Please mention that, because that's important, because we have so many girls that's in high school that they need to be acknowledged. They're trying, they're doing good, they're doing what they're supposed to do, and come on now, if it just, they should help out with these girls and these, especially the girls that's just starting out the college. We have a college fund also.
Absolutely. Thank you. And I want to thank you for co-hosting with me, Ambassador. It is an honor and a privilege to be under your grace.
Thank you.
And what she's talking about regarding my daughter, I was invited to go to the Black Power Awards to be on the black carpet. However, my daughter is a camerawoman, and she's also, not only that, she's a model and she's a makeup artist. So for her to get to know the industry by itself, just and not just helping her mom achieve a dream, but it would help her because that's what she want to go into. So it is a blessing for her to be in that. And I did do a GoFundMe on that because I need to get equipment. And I really didn't, you know, you never know who is looking at y'all. Y'all never know where, you know, I see people on the streets and people know me, and I'm like, I really didn't think nobody was paying attention to me, but I'm very happy about it. And then to just to get this honor to go, and then I could take my daughter would be wonderful. But it's just for, it's for her to go, the experience. We're not trying to live large. It's just travel expenses, and then I want to get a camera and a logo. But and then we have a little background on the black carpet that we have to do. So it would be a wonderful honor if you could. Please go to Black Economic Exchange Group, either on Instagram, Facebook, and then we also have the group. So, and if also if you're an entrepreneur and you want to be on the show, because I do have shows and I have increments where we can interview you, please reach out to me. And I have the Black Economic Exchange Group at gmail.com. And if you have any products you want me to try in, and I have tried Eating Fresh Johnny, and I love it. So I haven't did a video for that, but I'm going to endorse it now. Wonderful. So, and then Freedom Paper, I have supported. So support Black-owned businesses, guys. Some things we can't buy black on because they don't have it yet, but for the most part, support it. All right, just the daily stuff, toilet paper, deodorant, toothpaste, toothbrushes, And then we have WeBuyBlack.com that has everything on that website. And I'm an affiliate on that website. So, you guys, there's no reason why we can't buy black. So I want to shout out a couple of businesses locally in Detroit. We got Sweet Potato Sensations on Lodger Road, wonderful and healthy. So, and then we got Bud Heads on West 7 Mile, and that is a family member, and their food
is
delicious. So that is Kennedy's relatives, and we love them in our neighborhood. So that they do good in the neighborhood too, y'all. So go out and support them. And It's a Wrap in the Pasta Bowl. It's a Wrap is located on West McNichols. It's a Wrap is located on Grand River, I'm sorry. And the Pasta Bowl, which is the same owner, Black-owned business, they are on West 6 Mile, too. So they're doing up District 1. So a lot of good things happening.
And we're going to shout out to Anthony Clark. Anthony Clark, my cousin, shout out to you. And shout out to Miss Brown.
Mm-hmm. And Royal Productions. Did we mention that?
Royal Productions. And shout out to Royal Productions, Kenan B. Land.
Mm-hmm. And okay. Business Wisdom Magazine, and that is Shanti Sterner and Khalid and Brittany and the whole gang. They are doing big things, and they are actually doing the Shanti is going to be doing the media for the Black Power Awards. So big shout out to her. And shout out to Knowledge Born. He has been nominated for media, and that's a well deserved if anybody tuned into his show. So we got a lot going on. So support Black-owned businesses. And also Omar, the Daily Go-Gizm, he does it every day and on Wednesday nights at 11:30. So I post that a lot on my page, too. So go ahead and support these Black-owned businesses and our Black-owned media. We are all we got. So I want to close. I want to thank everybody for being patient with us and tuning in. And I hope you guys heard everything that we were talking about. And I want you guys to tune in. Are we going to go in next week, Queen, or are we going to go the week after? Because I know.
No, we'll be in here next week. We'll be in the house next week.
Well, tune in next week. Check the postings. We definitely will be on here. And again, inbox me if you want to be on the show for the Black Economic Exchange Group, because we are definitely going to be posting Black-owned businesses, and we want to talk to them. So let's build Black
And be
Walmart.
Safe for the holiday, please.
Yeah.
And watch out. Don't drive drunk. They're not playing up in Detroit with you driving without insurance and without driver's license. They're knocking you down. They're towing your car, and you're going to jail. So please be careful and spend your time wisely this holiday and take care of yourselves.
Yes, and let's rebuild Black Wall Street one brick at a time, family. Peace and love. Have a blessed day.
Night.
Okay, sis, you can stay on. We got time to talk. What do you think? We off. Sis?